Hello, I'm Jess Ratcliffe, and you're listening to the Stuck to Started podcast for solo business owners and creatives who want to build the confidence and toolkit to take action on your idea so you can spend less time procrastinating and more time making progress you're proud of. Let's get into today's episode. Do you ever feel like you're right on the brink of taking action, but there is something stopping you? And that something is self-doubt. I mean, I feel like I talk a lot about fear, and that's quite a scary word in and of itself, isn't it? To think, oh gosh, it's the fear that's holding us back. But actually, something landed with me over this weekend, and I'll share with you why a little bit later in the episode. I've got a bit of a story for you as to what happened. But for me, I realised it isn't so much, I mean, it is fear, but it isn't always as big as fear. It sometimes is just these whispers of self-doubt. It's the little crickets that you hear, and not like the tumbleweed kind of crickets, but more that you're hearing these little noises, these little whispers in your mind, and you can't quite put your finger on where they're coming from. You just hear those whispers, like, what if I go for this and I put in all this work and it doesn't work? What if it fails? Or who am I to dare to believe that I can make that happen? Whether you're that is to write a best-selling book or just a selling book, right? A good selling book, to create a product that people buy and love, or to start a service that's successful that allows you to create a business that fulfills you. Whatever your idea is, something tells me that the number one thing that is stopping you from starting is self-doubt. Because it takes courage to commit to taking action. Not because the small step forward that you want to take in itself is scary, but because of what that small step represents. So you keep your eye on that domain name that you know you want to build your website on, but you don't buy it. Or you keep your eye on that camera that you want to get to start recording videos, whether that's for your online course or for a YouTube channel, but you don't quite click to purchase it. Or you keep hovering over that get started button on the course that you know will help you, but you don't go for it. And my gosh, I know what it feels like to be on the cusp of committing, but always holding back that little bit, if not actually quite a lot, just in case it doesn't work. And this feeling I'm talking about is more than committing to your idea. It's committing to being the person who trusts yourself more than you doubt yourself. And there's a tussle, isn't there? That tussle of spending more time worrying about what might go wrong, rather than believing that what you start, what you want to create, could be wildly successful. And I don't have an answer for why that tussle exists. I don't know why we doubt ourselves more than we trust ourselves. But what I do know is that the way that we get started is to trust ourselves enough to take that first small step. And you never know what those small steps can lead to and what achievements they can add up to. The last time I felt this tussle, the tango of the tussle between worrying about what could go wrong and yet feeling this pull to want to trust myself, to commit to the action that I wanted to take, to get off the cusp, get off the brink and step forward, was in the year after my diagnosis, in the lead up to taking action and committing to starting the business that I've now run for the last 4 years. But that tussle was big. That felt like I really had to find a way to trust myself enough to start, to just commit to getting off the cusp, where I felt exhausted because I was doubting myself so much. I felt frustrated because I wasn't being who I wanted to be. And I felt stressed because I was so stuck. I was stuck being this tense person because I wasn't being my full self. I was so doubting myself, worried about what could go wrong, but feeling this ultimate pull to take action and move forward. But I wasn't. And so that energy, that pull that I could have been putting towards taking action, instead was stuck in me, getting more and more frustrated, more and more stressed, because it didn't have an outlet. It didn't have a place that I could put it to be right. I'm going to harness this to do this and then that. I'm going to email these people. I'm going to try and get this first workshop back then. I'm going to be able to actually harness this energy to move forward rather than having it spin around inside me, keeping me stuck. And I remember in that year, my God, no wonder it was exhausting, because I'd build myself up. Part of the commitment to start the business was that I had to hand in my notice at the startup that I was working for at the time. And I remember it so clearly. I'd build myself up to be like, right, today's the day. It's going to happen. I'm going to hand in my notice. But then my self-doubt would creep in. And so I'd put it off and I'd say to myself, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh God, like, I'll just wait until tomorrow. And then a week and then a month would pass by. And then it got to the year mark. And that was when I really reached a moment of no return. And I just knew I couldn't stay on the cusp. I couldn't hang out on the brink anymore because I just felt like I was wasting my time when I could instead be putting that time, that energy that I was spending worrying towards actually moving forward, making progress and actually challenging myself rather than doubting myself or worrying about what if I quit my job and this inkling I'm feeling turns out to be nothing and I've tricked myself and I'm a fool for even going for this. And that was a big tussle that year. That was a long tango tussling with the fear, the self-doubt, because I knew I wasn't getting anywhere by staying where I was. And all I was feeling was that frustration, that exhaustion, that stress, because I wasn't taking action. And the funny thing was, as soon as I took that action, the exhaustion I'd been feeling or the stress that I'd been sort of struggling through lifted because I'd trusted myself. I didn't have a plan moving forward. I didn't have a fully fledged step-by-step process to know exactly how to start my business or build my ideas. But all I knew is that I felt so chuffed because I'd committed. I'd left the brink and stepped from being on the cusp to actually committing to making my idea happen and starting that business again, which I knew was something I wanted to do. I knew in my bones it was something that I wanted to do. And something tells me that you feel the same way about your idea too. That's why you think about it so much. That's why it feels so stressful and frustrating to be on the cusp, to be on the brink of stepping forward. And there are tinier tussles too, right? There are the big ones, like that starting point, that commitment, maybe making a big change. But there's tinier ones as we go through the journey too. As an example, this weekend I bought a course and it's a course to learn how to create a successful YouTube channel. And you kind of think in and of itself, you know, it was an exciting course to take. I'm excited to learn about storytelling and creating engaging videos and just creating engaging content in general, really. You know, I love this stuff. But then I found myself having a tiny tango of a tussle because all of a sudden, as I was about to commit to the course, I found myself on the fence, which is a little bit painful, isn't it, sitting on the fence? But I found my self-doubt kicking in again. And I heard things like, gosh, can I really create a successful YouTube channel? Really? You know, I've got one video up there and already I cringe at the thought of it. Is that something I really want to do, to add YouTube to my to-do list, which already feels pretty big as a solo business owner? You know, am I doing this because I really want to do it? Or is this something I think I should do? You know, gosh, is this going to be a course that I purchase and never use? You know, all of those classic whispers of doubt, right? Back to our crickets of self-doubt creeping in. And then I found myself asking this question, and I wanted to share this question with you because if you're on the cusp, if you're on the brink, if you're sitting on that painful fence and you think, you know what, actually, I know I want to move forward, but I just need a bit of a loving nudge to do so. This was the question that helped me hop off the fence and say yes, to commit to the course, to commit to ultimately starting a YouTube channel, even though I don't know how to right now, but at least committing to trying. And that question was, this time next year, what would I regret more? Would I regret giving this a go, trying, committing to challenging myself and seeing what I could achieve if I really go for this? Or would I regret not trying, staying where I am and not even starting, not giving it a go and potentially knowing that I can at least learn something new and build new skills and tools that I'm sure I could harness outside of YouTube as well? And so I went for it. I thought, you know what? Yes, I am going to commit because I know in a year's time, I will be so chuffed to have started now. And I won't regret that. I won't regret the fact that by saying yes, I'm going to learn something, I'm going to challenge myself, I'm going to build new skills and tools that I can harness outside of just creating YouTube videos. But I also know that there is something that pulls me towards creating engaging content. And so I went for it and I've started the course and I am absolutely loving it. I'm loving learning something new. It feels so good to get the creative juices going and I'm excited for the process actually, which is quite a surprise. You know, we're always so focused on the end goal, aren't we? The results. But I'm excited to try things and them not work, to learn from that, to experiment. And my favorite word, iterate. And I'm just excited to start something from scratch, that being the YouTube channel, and to build the skills along the way, but also to see what could I achieve? Because actually, it might not be in the next week or the next month, but I'm excited to see what I could achieve over the next year by starting now. So how about you? What's keeping you on the cusp, on that brink, on that painful fence from starting your idea? And if it's self-doubt, if you're worrying about what could go wrong, I challenge you to get excited about what could go right, about what you'll learn, about how you'll grow, and about who you'll become in the process. Imagine what you could achieve in a year if you started today. After all, like me with the YouTube course, you have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. So buy that domain name, start building that website, get that camera to start creating the videos you want to create, and get that course to start trusting yourself and taking those small steps forward. And as I'm sure you know by now, I have a course. And so I am going to say that if you're on the cusp of committing to starting your idea and you want the structure of a step-by-step plan with the support of someone who will be on the journey with you, that's me, by the way, then Unleash Your Extraordinary is for you. And I lovingly challenge you to give it a go because you won't regret starting, but you will regret staying on the brink. So if you want to learn more about Unleash Your Extraordinary and what you'll get from the course, which is a roadmap and toolkit, by the way, to start your idea with confidence and stay motivated as you make your idea a reality, then head to jessratcliffe.com where you can learn everything you need to know. And I know it's an investment because it's more than starting a course. This is saying yes to your idea. This is taking that first step forward. So if there's something that's blocking you from starting the course, but you know deep down that you want to, send me an email to jess@jessratcliffe.com and let's make sure the course is right for you. What have you got to lose? I hope you enjoyed this episode and I will see you next time.